Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth. And not only can they create beautiful things, they can destroy things for you, too.
What? Destroy things?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, you can shred your sensitive materials at Downey's Graphics and Printing.
Ah.
And, you know, I love that because over time, if you have a big stack of stuff and you've got a little wimpy shredder, it takes forever to do that. But no, bring it to them. It's easy. It's affordable. Drop it off in one of their secure bins and they will shred it all up for you.
Cool. There's no end to the services they offer.
No. Yeah. So visit them at DowneyEastGraphics.com.
It's great to have our friend Corporal Sean Merchant of the Ellsworth Police Department with us. We always learn something whenever Sean joins the program. And so great to have you here this morning, Sean, for City Scene. Thanks for getting up early on your day off.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, so let's talk about a lot of what you do. I mean, you're a great liaison between the Ellsworth Police Department and Ellsworth Schools. Students feel comfortable talking to you, and you keep a close eye on speed in town around schools.
Yeah, if you guys hadn't noticed, we have some flashing lights, and that's to slow people down. certain times of the day when students are going to school and coming from school, there's crosswalks, and there's you have to slow down through there for the student safety.
I think people agree that we have to be careful around schools, but we live in a crazy, fast world. We have to get to point A to point B quickly. We run late. We're distracted by our phones, and that's probably a lot of what you see, right?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. Phones are a big thing. Stay off your phones. We'll be out enforcing distracted driving this morning. Just stay off your phones. It's, it's an $85 fine for the first one. But just keep in mind, the more you get, the higher the fine's going to be. Plus, it's safety. If you take your eyes off the road for a few minutes, you never know what's going to happen.
So do you hear a lot of excuses if you pull someone over because you suspect that they were driving distractedly while on their phone? Do you hear a lot of excuses?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't on my phone. If you guys could come up with an excuse, I've probably heard it.
Right. You know, one thing I was mentioning to you, something that really woke me up about speeding, because I have a heavy foot, and it dawned on me one day, if I'm traveling down a residential area, and let's say somebody, a child or a person, walks out in front of me, it's not my fault, they're not paying attention, or they, God forbid, they purposely throw themselves in front of me. Well, after the accident happens and the forensics are done, the investigation's done, if they find out, well, Paul, you were going 32 into 25, even if the pedestrian is at fault, it automatically switches back to me, where I was breaking the law, and now it could be facing manslaughter charges. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's circumstances, everyone's different.
Right.
If you could just imagine if you're on your phone and you're speeding. What's going to be going on there. So every incident is different. But yes, definitely, if you're breaking the law and something like that happens, you're probably going to be in trouble for it.
But Corporal Merchant, I was only playing Wordle. It's important.
Yeah. Again, any excuse, I've probably heard it.
All right.
All right, more to come. Corporal Sean Merchant from the Ellsworth Police Department. This is City Scene on Star 97.7.
Brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth, and they print and publish all sorts of books, whether it's a book of pictures or a fiction or poems, whatever it is, they can format, print, and publish your special project and make it come to life.
Corporal Sean Merchant is with us of the Ellsworth Police Department. Sean, you have a fascinating job. Among your duties, you're a school resource officer. And for those listeners who might not know what that entails, could you tell us?
Yeah. Again, thank you guys for having me to talk about school. It's one of my passions now. I've been on here before, and I've told listeners about some of the things that I do. I'd like to just say that, yes, I kind of bridge the gap between the police department, the public, administrators, and students. I'm more of a counselor, it seems like. I have a main office at the high school where I spend the majority of my time speaking with students. I go up and do lunch duty. And then the middle school, of course, I cover that. I teach the DARE program down there. And it's just great to go in and interact with these kids. Some of these kids' faces just light up when you go in the room.
Wow. Well, I mean, for many of them, you are their only contact with law enforcement, and I can't think of a better representative for the Ellsworth Police Department to talk to these kids, because people just feel comfortable speaking with you. It's like you have a light that draws people.
Yeah, it's a good point that you just brought up. Some of these kids, high school, middle school, they don't. Sometimes they have a bad interaction with police officers, and that's all they know. And sometimes they don't know police officers at all. So me being able to speak with them, show a little guidance, give them a little life experience for myself, I think that helps them quite a bit.
Well, they see that you're just another person like they are.
Absolutely.
And maybe they can say, gee, he reminds me a lot of my dad or my uncle or a good friend. And they realize, okay, you're just another person like me.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, I spend a lot of time at the high school. For me, mentoring those kids and just trying to get them on the right path, that's kind of like what I really have a passion for. So that's why I spend a lot of my time at the high school.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, but since you were last here, you celebrated your 10th anniversary with the Ellsworth Police Department. I think you told us last time that you joined in 2015. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. December 5th, 2015. So, yeah.
Wow, congrats.
Coming up on 11 years here, but all good times.
Nice.
Wow. And I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes in the department.
A lot of changes. Yeah, it's not like it used to be when I first became a police officer. A lot of things have changed,
and things always continue to change. So we just kind of roll with them, right? Make the best of what we have.
Absolutely,
Corporal Sean Merchant of the Ellsworth Police Department. Please stop by anytime, Sean. We love having you.
Thank you, Mike. I will.
All right, City Scene brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth, where service and quality matter.